W228EP Eau Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
CBS News Brief. Ivanka Trump testified in her father's civil fraud trial today in New York, where he's accused of beefing up financial statements for benefits. State Attorney General Letitia James.
Ivanka Trump secured and negotiated loans to obtain favorable terms based on fraudulent statements of financial condition.
Hamas has reportedly lost control in northern Gaza, where Israel's military keeps escalating its attacks. Yolanda Nels with the BBC.
For now, the fierce battles go on. Israel pledges to annihilate Hamas. Hamas says that no force on earth can do that. Many more difficult days lie ahead.
And Meta's cracking down on political deepfakes ahead of 2024. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
This is the biggest sign yet that we should be prepared to see audio, video, and images that seem to be genuine but are actually fake.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden holds a slim lead over Donald Trump in the latest Marquette University Law School poll. Biden leads Trump 50% to 48% among registered voters. That's well within the survey's margin of error. But the Marquette poll also has Republicans Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley beating Biden. 42% say they have a favorable view of Biden, only 37% for Trump. Wisconsin Assembly lawmakers are moving forward several bills to roll back affirmative action in higher education. One bill would require financial aid to be need-based, not race-based. Another bill would set aside spots in the universities of Wisconsin for the state's top high school graduates. Meanwhile, the state Senate has passed several proposed constitutional amendments tweaking Wisconsin elections. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Fans of bulk shopping stores got some bad news this week. Costco has announced its new location in Eau Claire has delayed its official opening. The store was originally scheduled to open on November 22nd, but they've pushed their grand opening back to November 30th. According to a WQOW report, a Costco representative cited construction delays as the reason for the postponed opening. The store is expected to bring additional tax revenue to Eau Claire as well as create over 100 jobs. The Wisconsin State Senate voted to pass a number of bills, one of which allows expecting parents to claim a tax deduction for a baby that has yet to be born as a dependent. The bills do a variety of things, from defining abortion as the intentional killing of an unborn baby to providing grant funding for pregnancy care centers and allocating $5 million every 2 years to the Department of Children and Families to establish adoption agencies and give further grants to qualified families looking to adopt. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mets say they were surprised, too. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell says he decided to leave the Brewers because he needed a new challenge. Counsell named the new manager of the Cubs at the baseball managers' meetings in Scottsdale. Mets president David Stearns was asked if he was surprised Counsell picked Chicago and not New York.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I'll say, look, I love Craig. Craig and I are going to be close, hopefully, for a long time. I think he's very good at what he does. And throughout this whole process, you know, what I told Craig is he needs to make the right choice for himself.
NFL, the Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers Sunday. Matt LaFleur says that wide receiver Christian Watson did not suffer a concussion in their win Sunday. The Rams announced that they released quarterback Brett Rippon and signed Carson Wentz. College football, the Badgers are at home this Saturday against Northwestern. Luke Fickell on what he told his players after losing in Indiana for the first time in over 20 years.
What I laid into a little bit after the game was something that I feel like, you know, at times it's okay to be pissed.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible today. A little sunshine possible by late this afternoon. We'll get to around 47 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 33. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy. High of 45. It'll be even cooler on Friday with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Current temperature, 44.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it is a Wednesday edition. And I'm always very excited when there is new Wisconsin Marquette University Law School polling. That means our friend Charles Franklin will join us in the happy hour today. And Dom, we got fine guests joining us right from the top. She's your congresswoman, our friend Gwen Moore. We welcome her back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome, Gwen.
Hey, Gwen.
Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. It was great to see you in D.C., sort of closer to your element the day Speaker Mike Johnson, MAGA Mike Johnson, was elected. Gwen, I saw you outside the Longworth building that day. You've gotten to know him a little bit. He's been the speaker now for, what, going on 2 weeks. First impressions, Gwen. How's Speaker MAGA Mike doing?
Well, I'll tell you, it was terrifying. I should have been more suspicious when this unknown person was being pushed very hard by known members of the Freedom Caucus, and he certainly lived up to his reputation as a member of the Freedom Caucus. You know, first thing he did was to put a supplemental bill on the floor to support Israel, $14 billion, and a pay for by taking all of the money, taking $14 billion from the money that we need to catch, you know, billionaire, multi-billionaire tax cheats away from the IRS. So, you know, usually you would consider something like a, you know, an Israeli supplemental as an emergency funding effort, and there would not need to be an offset. But he was able to execute, I'll say, one of the major priorities of the Republican Party, and that is to protect the top 1% in their money from paying their fair share of taxes.
And Gwen,
so that's what he did.
Well, Gwen, and there's some question, even if what he rolled out, this funding, this aid for Israel, even if the cuts to the IRS were palatable, where's the funding for the Ukraine? Why are these things not being packaged? I mean, even Mitch McConnell, not often considered a moderate, but even Mitch McConnell said, you got to package these things up. We need like $105 billion. Joe Biden's on board. Where are the House Republicans?
Well, I mean, you just have really, you know, he talked about the real dichotomy in the Republican, the Senate Republicans and the House Republicans. I mean, we've known for a long time that there are plenty of very vocal members of the Republican Party in the House that don't want to provide any funding for Ukraine. And presidential candidates in the Republican Party that don't want to fund Ukraine. So this is not a new problem. What has changed really is that they are now in charge. And so they deliberately left that funding out. And if that funding is restored, it'll have to be because the Senate puts it back in a package that comes back to us.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Congresswoman Gwen Moore, my Congresswoman. Gwen, love talking to you. Thanks for coming around. Last night, an election in several states here in the great country of the USA. 1 year out, Gwen, from the presidential. A lot of folks looking to last night as the tea leaves, perhaps. Is this something that we can predict? It looked like it went pretty well for the Dems. Abortion still going to be a big issue. Weed still an issue. What was your takeaway from the elections last night, Gwen?
Well, I'm going to tell you, quite frankly, I was terrified at the beginning of the day because, of course, I know you're going to talk about the doggone Marquette polls that show where Joe Biden is. But what happened in Virginia and Ohio, some rather bellwether states, we saw a trend that's very similar to past trends. You know, when Virginia, for example, despite all the money the governor spent, Youngkin, he lost both the House and the Senate. And that's a real bellwether for who the next president is going to be. That, you know, it demonstrates really fully that a Democratic president is likely. Ohio, for God's sake.
Yeah.
A state where, you know, Democrats have absolutely no hope, realistically, of winning. The fact that they legalized recreational marijuana and put in the Constitution a constitutional right to choose to have an abortion, I think portends well for Sherrod Brown's reelection as in the U.S. Senate. You know, he's established, and it looks like, you know, I'm gonna borrow a word that may be a dirty word to some people, but it looks like the folks in Ohio are woke. Looks like they are not asleep as to what Republicans have in mind for their, you know, subjection. And so I am those two places. I was really shocked. And of course, we had a Democratic governor in Kentucky, but I mean, he outperformed himself. Winning last night and really picked up a lot of constituencies that had been ruby red. And so while I thought Mississippi gubernatorial race was a long shot, we still saw the gap close quite a bit. And so I have a much better feeling this morning today than I did before these polls came in. And then, of course, okay, we can just always mention Sheila Jackson Lee emerging out of that. I don't know how many people were on that ballot for Houston. It must have been a dozen to 12, 13, 14, 15, something like that. And so she emerged with 35% of the vote to 43% of the vote for Whitmer. And so there's going to be a runoff there. Of course, that Houston is a Democratic city, so it doesn't really speak volumes to your question at all. But I think, you know, what we're seeing is that people are engaged. People are willing to come out and vote, in an off, season. And, of course, 2024 is the presidential when we expect most voters to decide to vote. So I think that Dems have a really good base to work from.
Gwen, I feel you. I've been so concerned of late, taking a lot of losses here on this side over the years. It was a great to wake up this morning and see those results roll in. But, of course, it's not just the election. It's also the get-out-the-vote effort. It's the door-knocking. It's the activism. It's people being engaged in self-governance. We had Wisconsin WISDEM's chair, Ben Wickler, on the show yesterday talking about, you know, the effort to get out to vote. We're 1 year out, Gwen. How are you feeling about the efforts as it stands right now?
Well, listen, you know, maybe you could tell me something that I don't know, since the Republicans have held me hostage in D.C. for 9 weeks. And I literally have come home on Saturday mornings and come back, you know, late Sunday night to keep up with the schedule. But I had heard from, you know, Spectrum One that the Republicans up there are trying to prevent get-out-the-vote efforts, nonpartisan GOT efforts, TV efforts. And I'm wondering if Ben Wickler talked about that. I mean, that would be horrible. It seems, from what I hear, that this initiative to stop GOTV vote, get-out-the-vote efforts, it's passed the assembly twice. So, you know, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but I'm wondering if you have any light to shed on what's going on there.
Well, Gwen, it is my impression that this constitutional amendment, because they're also they're putting up other things, like should illegal aliens, as they would describe them, should they be able to vote here in the nation? Well, these are get out the vote efforts on behalf of the conservatives, of course. They think by putting these sort of problematic issues on the ballot that they're going to churn out theirs, Gwen. The get-out-the-vote efforts that are going on with the GOP, they're actually door-knocking in Milwaukee. We understand from reporting of John King at CNN and Angela Lang and Block. There was a long article that CNN did on them, Gwen. But they point out the GOP, the Republicans, are door-knocking in Milwaukee. I'm not going to say they're making inroads, but I'm not sure if they're there to try to turn them out or keep them home, Gwen.
Exactly, because I've gotten pieces of literature from the Republican effort. You know, I think they're just interested in point shaving. You know, it's not about winning. You know, it's about depressing the vote. You know, lying to our constituents, sort of, you know, casting doubt in people's minds about our leadership, so that people will stay at home, to discourage voting. I mean, I think it's a very cogent strategy. And they are unable to wholesale convince African-Americans and Hispanics and people of color, for example, to support them. So they'll just discourage them. You know, of course, they play games with women as well. They're trying now to back away from their strident opposition to abortion rights by saying, well, I know you really, you know, Democrats would allow you to have an abortion right up until the time of birth, you know, and we know you oppose that. And so I think that they've got all kinds of tricks up their sleeves. And we better be aware, you know, if they're going door to door in Milwaukee, we're going to have to match that and follow through with our own door to door conversation.
You know, Gwen, it was 5 years ago yesterday that Scott Walker was defeated here in the state of Wisconsin. Do you still have some warm, fuzzy memories of the morning after of that election, Gwen?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, Scott Walker is personal and political. Political because he was bound and determined to deliver blows. No matter how much it costs people.
Gwen, hold that thought. We'll come back. That's you singing the Scott Kevin Walker blues. More Devil's Advocates. More with Congresswoman Gwen Moore.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of
me. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you download the Civic Media app. It's super cool. You can take the Devils with you everywhere you go. Click on the buttons. You can call. You can text. And you can listen to podcasts and interviews like with our Congresswoman, Gwen Moore. Gwen, welcome back.
Gwen, appreciate you sticking around. That wasn't fair. I asked you to remember when Scott Walker lost. That's sort of a memory we should all relish for just a minute. Right. It wasn't quite fair to you, Gwen. But
I actually relish that. Honestly, it's been a long time since I've sat on the Joint Committee on Finance. But just his not taking the money for the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, and providing coverage for more low-wage workers, people working that need health care, it's got to be at this point close to a $1 billion hit to our budget. Just the orneriness and the partisanship, he's leaving all this money on the table. I mean, that's despicable. And every time, I sat on that bullet train in China when I went to visit and thought about how fast that transportation is. And I just practically boo-hooed when I thought about the $800 million that he wouldn't allow us to have upgrades in public transportation. Just being partisan and not wanting Milwaukee to have any quote-unquote wins. And then I thought about how, I had put together in my freshman year with then-Senator Brian Burke, the Regional Transportation Authority, how when he got into office, that was one of the first things he destroyed because I, at that point, had been the only person who defeated him. So, of course, he had to undo everything that I had done. He just was a destroyer of anything that could really benefit great numbers of people and create economic impact. It wasn't, not taking that Affordable Care money, like I said, that's just stuck on stupid and waiting on dumb to come. That was federal dollars that he just left on the table. And I was just glad that he was spending more time with his lovely wife.
Gwen Moore, our fine friend and congresswoman of Milwaukee. Gwen, Scott Walker is no longer the governor, but the maps instituted by Scott Walker and sort of re-enshrined under this current legislative gerrymander, these maps have really killed small-d democracy in the state of Wisconsin. One of my colleagues today wanted to talk about propositions. I said the Dems don't get any propositions through, not on a state level. But Gwen, the Biden administration and the former Congress delivered, and we got a lot of money coming to the state of Wisconsin, especially in renewable energies. My understanding, like 11 gigawatts of new solar and wind energy and 22,000 jobs coming down the pike to the state of Wisconsin, Gwen. They can't deliver on the state level, but on the federal level, the Biden administration has delivered for Wisconsin, have they not, Gwen?
They certainly have, and you want to know, I think that's going to inure to the benefit of the Democrats come 2024. Some of the problems that people say, they just can't see or feel the impact of what Biden has done. If you live in a red state, the state government the state governors are in charge of the money. So, you know, very often, you know, they won't apply the money in a way that the poorest people, you know, I was remembering this being in Mississippi, can really feel the impact. Thinking about how, you know, the water drama in Jackson and you know, millions of dollars being sent to Mississippi that they appropriate in other ways. Well, in Wisconsin, thank God we've got Tony Evers. Even though we have been under the subjection of Republicans who have, of course, tried to kneecap Tony in every way that they can. And I tell you, his experience, his cool head, his savvy has really gotten us through a lot. I mean, to be a governor, a Democratic governor, with both houses being Republican and one in the Senate, I believe, has a supermajority, he has been a miracle worker under those circumstances. Mm.
Indeed. My congresswoman, go ahead.
Yeah, in a year's time, I think Wisconsin is going to be in a real good position to pull it out for Joe Biden again.
My congresswoman, Gwen Moore, for just a few more minutes. Gwen, the government scheduled to shut down a week from Friday. It's coming real quick. What are your thoughts? What do you see happening? How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm sitting here now. We're going back into session at 9:15 Eastern time to try to finish off the financial services appropriations bill. You know, the Republicans have decided that they're going to do, you know, a year's worth of work, you know, in 2 or 3 weeks, particularly after they squandered 3 weeks trying to find a speaker. And so, you know, they're keeping us up, you know, Monday to Friday every week, all, you know, all day and into the night, into early morning hours, because they're putting together their own appropriations bills with all kind of ridiculous amendments we've had to vote on, you know, delete the salary of XYZ employer, reduce their salary $1, you know, and, you know, just ridiculous, just evidence that they can't govern. And at the end of that, we're going to have to get it to the Senate, and the Senate is going to have to clean it up and send us a better bill. Their bills, as hard as we're working on them, they will not see the light of day. They have demonstrated their unworthiness to run the House of Representatives, and we're waiting on Hakeem Jeffries.
Gwen, do you think the American people have noticed? I mean, certainly it's been chaotic, but do you think this just fades from memory, or do you think this affects the electorate come next year especially?
Well, I think that the Republicans have really, really become extremely aggressive in calling us woke, because I think that they really prefer everybody to be asleep and not to be paying attention to what's happening. But apparently people are paying attention. They're paying attention to all of these outrageous abortion bills that are popping up all over the country, and they're saying no in every which way. They are seeing the you know, when they learn more about they're going to hear a lot about the government saving plans of Republicans, and it's really going to involve cutting benefits directly to them, including having an impact on Social Security and Medicare. They're going to be able to see close up and personal that these people are concerned only about the wealthy and not about, you know, Joe Lunchbucket. People, they want to ignore the environment, you know, continue to block all efforts to move our economy into a post-fossil fuel economy. And in the meantime, Americans are going to continue to experience these awful weather events. You know, it's just hard to ignore who's working on what.
Gwen Moore, thank you so much for joining the Devil's Advocates today. We're up against a hard break. We'll catch up real soon, Gwen.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's top elections official appears to be safe in her position for now. That's according to State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. A conservative group in southeast Wisconsin is mounting a pressure campaign against the state's most powerful Republican, but Voss tells reporters that an impeachment vote against Wolf is unlikely anytime soon. A Dane County judge has ruled Wolf stays until a court ruling on her status. The Waukesha School District wants a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a former teacher who was fired earlier this year. Melissa Temple lost her job as a first-grade teacher in July. She claims the district retaliated against her for speaking out on social media about the song Rainbow Land being cut from a first-grade concert. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire's 2024 budget could set aside over $178 million if it's approved next week. The Eau Claire City Council is scheduled to consider the budget on Monday and Tuesday, and also plans to unveil a new tool for the public to allow residents to see where every proposed dollar in the budget will go. Residents who want to comment on the budget can attend the final public hearing for the proposal at 7 p.m. on Monday, before the council meets again on Tuesday to decide if the budget should be approved. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking residents to report any black bear den locations they come across to help with an ongoing study. According to a press release, the Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey is in its third year of data collection and will provide valuable insight into the reproductive rates of black bears in each bear management zone in the state. Residents should report as much information as they can without approaching or disturbing the bears or dens. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering healthcare to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mets say they were surprised too. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell says he decided to leave the Brewers because he needed a new challenge. Counsell named the new manager of the Cubs at the baseball managers' meetings in Scottsdale. Mets president David Stearns was asked if he was surprised Counsell picked Chicago and not New York.
I didn't see that coming. You know, I'll say, look, I love Craig. Craig and I are going to be close, hopefully, for a long time. I think he's very good at what he does. And throughout this whole process, you know, what I told Craig is he needs to make the right choice for himself.
NFL, the Packers head to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers Sunday. Matt LaFleur says that wide receiver Christian Watson did not suffer a concussion in their win Sunday. The Rams announced that they released quarterback Brett Rippon and signed Carson Wentz. College football, the Badgers are at home this Saturday against Northwestern. Luke Fickell on what he told his players after losing in Indiana for the first time in over 20 years.
What I laid into a little bit after the game was something that I feel like, you know, at times it's okay to be pissed.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's